Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with locally dense fog forming, especially in river valleys and near bodies of water. This could reduce the visibility for your morning commute in spots. Temperatures, though, staying in the 60s in most locations, with some upper 50s across the higher terrain. Either way, everyone will climb once again out ahead of the next front well into the 80s today. It looks like we could break more records in terms of high temperatures, and there is an outside shot at the 90-degree mark in some places. Either way, the humidity will be up, and it will feel like it's in the lower 90s during the middle part of the afternoon. We'll track that front in our direction, just the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm with that front during the daylight hours, and a slightly better chance at a passing shower or storm overnight tonight as the front sweeps through. But more importantly, sweeping changes behind the front toward refreshingly cooler air. In fact, by tomorrow morning, lows will be in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And tomorrow afternoon, with a stiff northwest breeze driving in lower humidity, a mix of sun and clouds will take us only into the upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs, so some 15 to 20 degrees cooler. We'll have some clouds pushing back through on Friday. Sunshine will mix in. But we do run the risk of a passing shower as highs stay in the mid-60s. In fact, even cooler on Saturday, with overnight lows in the 30s and lower 40s, we'll only manage to get into the lower 60s to start the weekend again with a passing shower possible. Back to full sunshine and pleasant and comfortable temperatures for the second half of the weekend and early next week. Sunny skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with highs starting in the 60s Sunday, back to 70 Monday, and into the lower to mid-70s on Tuesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, located about 145 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maria is moving toward the north slowly, near 5 miles per hour. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected later today, followed by an acceleration toward the east-northeast tomorrow. On the forecast track, Maria's center will begin to turn slowly away from the coast of North Carolina later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some gradual weakening is forecast during the next couple of days. Rough surf and high water are likely along the Outer Banks, and a tropical storm warning remains in effect from Bougainlet to the North Carolina-Virginia border. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Lee over the open waters of the Central Atlantic, about 520 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Lee has 110-mile-per-hour winds and is moving to the west-northwest at 9. A turn toward the northwest is expected by this evening, then a turn toward and a gradual increase in forward speed to the north expected tomorrow. The hurricane is not expected to affect any major land areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 55 degrees with a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 67 degrees, the dew point 65, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower to mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, another record, beating the old record of 89 set back in 2007 and in 1920. The low temperature, 66. The average temperature, 78. That's 20 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34.37 inches for the year, which is 5.40 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 84, set in 1920 and in 1998, and the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:43 p.m., 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with just the outside chance of a thunderstorm in the middle and upper 80s. partly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs around 90. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, some fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot, and humid today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, just the outside risk of a passing shower or storm in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight, and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler, refreshing with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds on Friday with the chance of a passing shower mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower Saturday on the cooler side, lower 60s. Back to the middle and upper 60s Sunday, full sunshine, more sunshine around 70 Monday, and mostly sunny in the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.